Audio Mode, Day 6, June 6, 2016.
You're listening to music from Jeff Thompson, recorded on Launchpad.
Who's that? Jeff Thompson? How's that possible? Let's do something meta. We're listening to another Audio Mo.
MV88 microphone with stereo. I got it set up for speech, but I got it on stereo mode.
In my Audio Mo. This is Jeff Thompson. And it just so happens that in reference to yesterday's Audio Mo, my gear crush,
right into it.
The MV88.
Pretty nice little
app. Just so happens that...
That comes with it. Motive. MOETIV. It's a free app. Comes with a recorder.
Jeff Thompson, who is on Audio Boom. He's Jeff Thompson, J-E-F-F-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Jeff Thompson, who also runs the blindabilities.com channel on Audio Boom, just happened to have the MV88 and was doing a rundown. So just for fun, I'm playing them back here. Just in case, if you had any interest in hearing about the MV88, as certainly I did. I have tons of interest. I want to hear more about the MV88. And sure enough, we got a great Audio Mo that Jeff Thompson did. A great overview of all the different features and some things about the app and how it works. So I suggest you all head over to audioboom.com/JeffThompson, Jeff Thompson. And listen to his Audio Boom on the MV88. He's a friend of Boss Jock for many years. Goes way back. We've only met virtually. I suggest you check him and his Blind Abilities channel out. It's definitely good Audio Mo stuff, content. Get your brain working, thinking about stuff. What else? Got some got a little feedback on one of your, by message on one of our Audio Booms with regards to Apple's move towards lesser ports, simplifying all the ports down to one. This one, ooh, there we go. This one by Sair. Sair said, "I don't like that one port laptop from Apple," and I don't think he's alone. Probably definitely talking about the new MacBook 12-inch right here that debuted with only one port for everything, one stinking port for both connect and powering. Sayer said that has spawned a host of add-ons for connectivity. I've seen Bowers and Wilkins have produced a wireless version of my favorite headphones, the P5. So that's where I'll go if Apple takes my headphone jack away from my laptop and or iPhone. And then a smiley emoji. So I think echoing sentiments from lots of people out there, they hate to see the ports going. We're a different breed, right? We like our in-out. We like our I/O. We like our connectivity. So seeing a headphone jack possibly being threatened by the simplification of ports from Apple can seem like a threat. And with companies like Bowers and Wilkins, who have made high quality, I think they're up there with the Harman Kardons, maybe even more so. You know, they're the high-end brands of audio gear, and they're also doing the wireless products. Is that even more of an indication that most of these companies have to get wireless because of the uncertainty of what the connects are going to be in the next generation of iOS and Mac gear or PC gear, wireless and mobile across the board. It's interesting stuff, for sure. If you have any interest in how I got another person's Audio Boom into my recording, just real quick, took me about 20 minutes to figure it out. I figured out that Audio Boom, if you want to get to their MP3s, all you got to do is pretty much take the address of their Audio Boom post and stick a .mp3 on the end, and you get to the MP3 that you can download, which is handy. I used an app called Phone Drive that has a browser that let me download the audio file to my iPhone, and then I used Open In to Boss Jock Jr. to play it back. All right, this was Audio Mode Day 6, a mishmash of things. We'll see where Day 7 takes us. Thanks for listening. Say hi on Boss Jock App Twitter and Facebook.com Boss Jock App. Happy Audio Mo, everybody. Make sure and follow the Audio Mo at Audio Mo Twitter account. Keep rocking it. Bye-bye.